It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's time again for us to face down that towering craft brew aisle and discover those hidden treasures that we've been missing out on all along. This week, we'll be taking a look at Son of a Baptist from Epic Brewing in Denver, Colorado. Is this beer good enough to make us almost swear? Let's find out. This beer pours a very typical dark chestnut brown, with just a little bit of a tan head. Smelling the beer, I get the distinct scent of a dark roast coffee. If I smelled this without knowing what it was, there's no question in my mind that I would have no idea that I was smelling a beer. But the proof is in the tasting, so let's check it out. If this stout smells like a cup of coffee, it tastes every bit as much like one. I could easily roll out of bed in the morning and have a glass of this for breakfast. There's bitterness in there, but it's coffee bitterness, not hops bitterness at all. The swallow of this one is very mild in the finish. Some might even think it was weak, but I find it a pleasant contrast to the big, bold coffee flavor that hits me up front. In fact, sometimes stouts can be almost too heavy, so much so that drinking them is a standalone experience, but I could very easily drink this one with a meal. Now the label tells me that this beer was brewed with cacao nibs, and there's definitely a little dark cocoa flavor in there when I look for it, but it adds flavor only, absolutely no sweetness. This is a good strong stout at 8% ABV, but be warned, it can be a little on the expensive side. Searching the internet, the only 22-ounce bottles I could find were running a solid $12.99. All the same, if you want the experience of a powerful coffee flavor with just a hint of dark chocolate in your beer, Son of a Baptist is one to try out. That's all for this week, but before I go, I want to give a shout out to a couple of listeners for their 5-star reviews on iTunes. Oompa Loompa 5884 says, "I have never really been a beer person. I am always willing to try something new, but have never been able to push beyond the beer flavor. Your descriptions have me looking deeper into beer and looking beyond tradition. I look forward to each week's episode and the knowledge it brings. Keep me coming." Thanks so much, and we will work hard to keep you coming back. Patch 33333 also sent us a review and says, "Love this podcast. Great format, great subject, and great voice." Well, thank you too, Patch 33333. We think you're great as well. If you like the podcast and you'd like to help me reach as many people with it as possible, please subscribe and consider leaving your own 5-star review. Well, that's it for now, but I hope you'll join me on next week's episode, where I'll take just 2 minutes to contemplate 90-minute IPA from Dogfish Head Brewery. I'll see you then as we continue on our quest to taste all the beer.